Heroes of the Faith, 8th in a series. As we approach the 500th anniversary of the Reformation, we take a brief look at the lives of some of the most influential and important Lutheran theologians. August Otto Wilhelm Pieper. Of Reformation confessors, there are many whom we generally do not recognize in the context of the Reformation era itself. However, in that the Reformation was about the Word, and further that perpetuation of the Reformation principles calls for steadfast and bold confessors of the Word, it is fitting that we recognize latter-day confessors as well. When we hear the Pieper name, no doubt we think of Franz Pieper, author of the three-volume, quote, Christian Dogmatics, quote, still used in our seminary. But an eminent theologian in his own right was his younger brother, August Otto Wilhelm Pieper, 1857 to 1946. After the death of his father, August came with three brothers and his mother to America in 1869. They settled in Watertown, Wisconsin. After graduating from Northwestern College, August attended Concordia Seminary in St. Louis, where he sat at the feet of renowned Lutheran theologian C.F.W. Walter. Upon graduation from the seminary, he served several parishes in Wisconsin, the last in Milwaukee. From there, he was called to the seminary in Wauwatosa. While Franz served in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, including some years as the president of Concordia Seminary in St. Louis, August served in the Wisconsin Evangelical Lutheran Synod. Of his 64 years in the ministry of the gospel, he spent 41 years at the seminary, of which he was also president for a time, 1930 to 1937. One of August's daughters was a member of the CLC until her death. A son, Gerhard, was a charter member of the CLC and served as one of two pastors of Luther Memorial Church in Fond du Lac. Two of August's granddaughters were members of the CLC until their death, and descendants of his remain active in our fellowship. Pieper was highly respected in the Wisconsin Synod in the early decades of the 20th century. After the death of Adolf Haneke, Pieper, J.B. Kaler, and John Schaller were considered the preeminent theologians in the Synod. Pieper was a professor of eisegogics, Introduction to the Books of the Scripture, as well as Old Testament exegesis, interpretation, at the seminary. Pieper's most enduring work may be Isaiah 2, a commentary on chapters 40 to 66 of Isaiah, in which he argues for the unity of Isaiah, opposing critical scholars who say that the book had more than one author. Pieper wrote, quote, "The testimony of the New Testament has wholly convinced me of the Isaianic authorship of the whole book of Isaiah, and particularly also of part two," end of quote. Pieper was instrumental in the establishment of the Theological Kurzschrift, the Wisconsin Synod's theological journal. He also wrote many essays related to the church and its ministry. His essays, together with those of his fellow professors Kaler and Schaller, appear in the three-volume set entitled The Wauwatosa Theology. One of the very positive elements of the Wauwatosa Theology was an emphasis on the exegetical study of Scripture itself, rather than blind reliance upon the teachings of the Church Fathers. The Word of God was the authority, not what the church fathers declared or set forth. These three theologians, of whom August Pieper was one, retained and passed on the doctrine of plenary inspiration and inerrancy of Scripture. Retained and passed on the doctrines of election, conversion, and objective justification, and sought to realize the principle of sola scriptura more fully. End of quote. In conclusion, we appreciate Professor Pieper's words in his foreword to the 10th edition of the Quartal Schrift. Quote, "The Church of God stands and falls with no man, but with God's word alone. Now this word is found in authentic form in Holy Scripture alone. Therefore, Scripture alone is the true source and norm of theology." End quote. Daniel Fleischer is a retired pastor and former president of the Church of the Lutheran Confession. He lives in Oakdale, Minnesota.